Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, soap talk and artificial tongues. Coming up in just a minute.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Yeah, here's a letter, man. Dear Donnie Baker, how's Cam if you're so good with hot chicks you've never been married before? Signed, Casey in Cleveland. Well, first of all, Casey, I ain't into marriage. I look at hot chicks like scratch-off tickets. Once you rub them off, the game's over anyways. And trust me, they ain't all winners, man. And why should I settle down now when I've worked so hard to get off double shifts? I mean, I've paid my dues, so why should I spend all my time in the same house with the same person? Hell, if I wanted to do that, I'd go back to juvie. I hate being locked down. I swear to God I do. Seems like every time I make a promise to a chick, the whole thing goes downhill anyways. Just like Angel Skinner. I loved her, man. I swear to God I did. So one Saturday, I'm helping her dad lay pea gravel around the porch, only to find out at the same time she was off roping Todd Boner's cousin under a picnic shelter. And I know you did, Angel, because you still had charcoal on your butt when you got home. And nobody's buying your story about a brown bear eating your bra, Angel. Bears are carnivores. I looked it up, and I know you gave it to Ricky anyways, because I seen it hanging from his rearview mirror at a four-way stop 2 weeks later. I swear to God I did. So that's why I went ahead and poured lighter fluid on your old man's bug zapper. You both deserved it. He never paid me, and you broke my heart. Mm-hmm. Truth is, man, I don't think marriage is worth it. I mean, I love Funyuns, but some days I get a craving for Andy Capp's hot fries. I swear to God I do. I mean, I'm like a Mustang on the open range. Nobody's fencing me in. I mean, popping a question and running off to Gatlinburg sounds fun, but once the romance is over, it's the same feeling you get when you do the log ride for the second time. The thrill's gone, man. Oh, and by the way, on the log ride, make sure you position yourself in the line the right way. Get like two or three behind a fat chick. Make sure they're in front. Man, that tidal wave will come up so huge it'll drench your date's t-shirt and you'll be walking around with the best set of meat thimbles in the whole park. I swear to God it's worth it. But back to marriage, man. Take my best friend, Scotty. He's been married four times. I'll be like, hey, man, let's go park some pork. He's like, I can't, Donnie. I'm married. I say, come on, Scotty. Your vows said in sickness and health. Just tell Vonda cheating's your sickness. I swear to God I did. Vonda wasn't buying it though, man. She filed the next day. Oh. She got half of everything. Hell, she even took half of Scotty's deer stand. So now when he goes hunting, hell, he's looking up at him. I swear to God he is. Marriage sucks, man. I gotta go.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You've been warning people about this, so I thought we'd bring it up. The manufacturer recalling a line of hand soap after tests found it may be contaminated with dangerous bacteria.
That's the opposite of what you want from your soap.
Right? It seems silly. Well, how does that happen?
Keep reading. It actually gets worse.
Dermarite Industries says certain lots of its foaming hand soap could contain Pseudomonas aeruginosa.
Oh, not Pseudomonas aeruginosa.
Yeah, it's a bacteria that can cause serious and life-threatening infections especially in people with weakened immune systems.
It's also the name of a really pretentious alt-rock band.
Pseudomonas. The soap was sold nationwide in gallon jugs between December 2023 and May of 24.
You know how you buy it, Tom. Gallon jugs.
The company says anyone who purchased the affected product should stop using it immediately in return for a refund. The FDA says pseudomonas infections can enter through cuts or breaks in the skin, potentially causing bloodstream infections or sepsis, and that we all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it can kill you. But here's what's the first clue to me is the name of the company is DermaClean.
DermaRite.
I said DermaRite in mine.
That's the DermaClean is one of the lots. The bigger company is DermaRite.
Yeah.
There are four brands that they cite here. They spell clean, K-L-E-E-N.
Oh, there you go.
Well, yeah. Derma, though, epidermis.
Yeah, but if they don't know how to spell.
Clean.
They don't know how to
spell. They have one called Clean Foam, K-L-E-E-N.
Oh, they got to knock that off.
Yeah, yeah. That.
Yeah, but didn't you say it stopped selling in 24?
Yeah.
And they're just now letting us know?
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
Well, hey, it takes about a year
for everyone to die off.
Let me tell you a little bit about class action lawsuits.
DermaRite Industries makes these, and there's a couple different brands. One of them is called, I don't know how to pronounce this one, Perigene, maybe?
I think you're
Perigiene, and that's an antiseptic cleanser for the perineal area.
Oh, no kidding, the taint.
So there's a special soap for the old...
Perineum? You're going to entertain, you're going to wash...
Yeah.
You know, you're going to give your kitchen
shower before?
Wouldn't regular soap be okay?
Well, not for your perineum.
Really?
Everybody knows that.
I've been using ivory soap and I could
No, you don't want to use that.
Do you really ivory still soap. Use ivory
you,
soap?
You use whatever your mommy told you to use, don't you?
I have bars of ivory soap in my shower right now.
You honestly do?
Yeah,
bars?
Absolutely.
How many bars?
You don't use...
Well, right now probably... Well, there's... One more or less full bar. Then I have the slivers of some of the old ones.
Don't you stack them on top?
Yeah, stack them on top, make a little ivory soap sandwich.
You know what you do? You put those in the microwave, heat them up a little bit, and they mush right together.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you buy the squirty stuff? Like,
what about body?
Shower wash.
The man likes what he likes.
No. Body wash.
No.
Yeah,
you do.
I
like having a bar of soap. Every once in a while, it accidentally slips all the way in. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, boy, that can be hard to retrieve.
You just said that on the air.
It's a joke.
Doing that. I put it all the way in and see if I can burp bubbles.
Think about that with the perineum soap now. Come on now. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't mean to confuse anybody, but yeah, this company has, this article goes on forever describing which of the soaps have been recalled, but the fact that one of them can cause sepsis.
Yeah, that's not good.
Pretty serious.
You don't. I use that special perineal soap. Taint misbehaving. Pretty good. Yeah. I found it's less abrasive than Taint Your Wagon.
Okay. You know, Taint Misbehaving was pretty solid. Taint Your Wagon, kind of a stretch. Lee Marvin.
Did I tell you
one of his lesser efforts?
Did I tell you one of the times my mom and dad were the maddest? They went to the drive-thru. They were waiting for Paint Your Wagon because Clint Eastwood
and Lee Marvin
are in this movie. This has got to be action wall to wall.
You got Cat Ballou and The Man with No Name in the same movie.
Yes. And it turns out to be?
It's a musical.
What?
They were so mad.
I've heard it's embarrassing.
Paint Your Wagon.
But is it as bad, do you think, as people?
Have you not seen it?
I haven't seen it. Is Shirley MacLaine the love interest?
I do not know.
I like her. She's spunky.
She's so.
Yeah, spunky. The apartment, she was spunky.
Yeah.
In any event, be careful if you have any of these products from DermaRite.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any?
And they spell right wrong also. DermaRite. I mean, right there.
Yeah.
Would you ever switch to a body wash, some sort of lotion? Do you use a washcloth or you just use the bar soap?
I have a washcloth on occasion.
On occasion.
I'm back to bar soap.
Really?
Yeah, Dr. Squatch. But I have not a washcloth, but a soap sack that you put the bar of soap in, and it's a washcloth material all around, and I use that. And it is fantastic.
And then does it dry with your...
It does. It dries. And then every new bar...
With your feces encrusted...
yes.
Washcloth.
Because the true...
You're filthy.
The true men don't wipe. They just wait until they shower.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It
can get crusty.
I look like the sole of a construction boot back there.
after a rainy day in the mud.
Back there, you mean back there.
You're right.
Do you change it out every bar of soap?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
They send you a new one, or do you have
No, I have two, and so...
You wash one?
I wash one, while the others...
Do you use pure soap, or do you use deodorant soap?
I think it's just pure soap, but... Oh, wait, what are you saying? I don't know the difference.
Well, Ivory soap is 99 and 100%.
It's just soap. It's
pure.
Not, it doesn't have, like, it's not That's scented. Where,
mine's 99.5% lie. It just, you feel it.
You'll notice here that we have nothing but unscented soap.
I have not noticed that because
I have not noticed that either.
I use the scented soaps.
I use the
daily.
Scented soap in the men's end.
I hate the scented soap.
Well, it's in the men's and the women's.
By the way, those soaps are great. Those scents, and you know I'm very sensitive.
They're not bad.
They're fine.
Sensitive, but they're good. They're good.
No, it sounds like you've been, fisting with round heeled whore at a naval base in 1905.
What unscented soap do you think we have here that we don't?
Yeah, we have the squirty unscented.
Where is that?
Should be in the men's room. No,
okay.
Do you not wash your hands after?
Yeah, we're all using the.
Yeah, we're all using the same.
No, I don't. No, I'm with Josh. I don't wash them. I just wait until the end of the day and get
that
shower. But I mean, this if you're buying soap and it's actually could potentially kill you, that's just not right.
No, it isn't right. No.
It's like buying a salad and finding out it's deep fried. Just you're trying to get
you had me before that analogy. Right?
So be careful if you've got whatever it is, DermaClean.
Has anyone ever said this? Like, I feel like you should wash your hands before you use the restroom more than after.
We had that news story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just recently.
Because I never understood the app. Like, I'm not dirty. Like, why? If I'm just peeing, I'm not even touching anything.
Yeah.
You touch it, don't
no.
you?
No.
No?
No, I just pull down
free?
And flop it out.
And then you're free for it?
Like I'm being frisked.
Really? Yeah, I don't hold my wiener the whole time I'm peeing.
You don't?
No. It's
I
not like
all
a,
guys did.
Not like a fire hose where you have to.
Oh, yeah, no. You got to hold it.
I got to hold it.
I thought it was.
No, you don't.
You got to hold it.
I got to hold
well,
it.
Well, he has to keep it out of the water.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, of course.
Too large not to hold it.
How do you think I got tennis elbow?
You just hold it.
This thing weighs a ton.
You just hold it so that somebody's touching it.
Let me tell you, when you said last week, I don't want to have sex infrequently enough that everybody knows when I got it last.
Yeah, that's like my biggest fear.
Yeah, that went a long way with yours truly.
Yeah, but we did have a thing I was just recently about washing hands.
Before you go.
Before you go.
Oh, okay.
And I say both. Why not both?
Yeah.
And do both.
Part of the story was particularly if you're eating, Mexican food or something.
Well, yeah, you don't want to burn you get chili pepper down there or something.
Ooh, yeah.
Boy.
That's chili pepper, Peter?
That's got to be as bad for women.
Peter Peck.
I always get nervous for girls.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like it's a very, it's such a sensitive area that. Even soap down there would sting. I get...
Well, if you have an open lesion.
Yeah.
I know. It's just in my head, of course. But
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, and I know, but I just worry about you ladies.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. You want to once again mansplain the menstrual periods to them?
And keeping with our medical theme, scientists have created an artificial tongue that tastes and learns like a real human organ.
That's right.
The artificial tongue works by dissolving chemical compounds in liquid and then, quote unquote, learns the unique patterns for various chemical compounds in order to identify the flavors and remember them. In the experiment, the device identified four basic tastes, sweet, sour, salty, and bitter, with 72.5% to 87.5% accuracy. It had 96% accuracy for drinks with multiple flavor profiles like coffee and Coca-Cola. According to researchers, the tongue could lead to automated systems for food safety and early detection of diseases through taste analysis.
Huh. So that's the practical application for it.
I don't think you can hear.
It's not a transplant.
Right.
Thing. Okay.
Not a tongue transplant.
If you get tongue cancer or whatever, this could be your.
No, the spokesman said. So he's still working on it.
If anybody invents a time machine, the first thing I'll do is go back in time and not look at him when he did that. You gonna go kill Hitler? No, I gotta take care of something first.
Hang on a second.
Artificial tongue sounds like a Shakespearean thing.
Yes, yes. You know what? It kind of sounds like a.
Don't trust that. Don't trust Dothman. He speak with artificial tongue.
Yes, yes.
The friar is a liar. It'll be interesting to see if this. I guess so. This is sort of for industrial use or something. This isn't.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Something you're going to have at the house.
No.
The king no longer needs the taster. I'll pass the artificial tongue over here. I want to see if this is poison.
Christy, your husband comes down, unfortunately, with some sort of awful parasite.
I have a parasite.
And it can either eat away his penis or his tongue.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to make me pick?
Yes.
Well, she answered a lot of questions right there with that.
I don't even know, want an answer now. I just love that there's a dilemma. That you it's going to be tough for you to decide.
And she gets to decide.
Yeah. Yes. That is a good point.
Yeah.
Hey, I have no say in this.
I know he would pick his penis.
No, it gets it. One of them is destroyed.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Cut her tongue out, please, dear God. Just cut it out.
He's gonna
want
his wiener.
His wiener.
Yeah. So, yeah, so his next word's gonna be.
Yeah. At least you're good at it.
I can't take that to that.
You know what? Good.
Yeah, that's rough. But I still got my dad.
Yeah, you're like a big gambling then.
Yeah, you owe me good.
Yelling when you got the backer.
She owes his dick. I owe his tongue.
Well, at least she touches it now.
Man, I took a turn, didn't I?
Yeah, good. A nice dilemma to suggest. Yeah, right. That'll be sort of a classic.
A woman from Wales.
Schrodinger's. I can't say that. But Schrodinger's
box.
What have you got over there?
A woman from Wales claims she makes over $3,000 a month by selling videos of herself breaking wind.
Oh, not that whale. Okay, sorry.
Times 12. What is that? $36,000 a year. Not bad.
According to Wales Online, the 28-year-old, known only online as Christy Farts, not spelled my way, K-R-I-S-T-Y.
So it's Kirsty.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
Like Kirsty Alley.
Yeah. Kirsty Farts?
No, Kirsty Farts. It's Kirsty Farts. Everybody heard it, and we're going to start searching.
I fart. Everybody farts, right?
Oh, boy, yeah. You just made somebody's day.
Oh, I wish Kirsty'd fart on me.
Kirsty says she started recording herself passing gas after receiving a hefty vet bill.
Okay, so she needed to make ends meet real quick.
Yeah, after a little over a year, the influencer and OnlyFans creator now claims to have almost 9,000 fans, mostly in America, and earns as much as $3,100 a month
USA.
For her flatulence-themed content.
USA. USA.
Wow.
She says she is naturally super gassy and uploads up to 60 videos a month.
60. That's two a day.
Including clips of herself passing gas into her perfume.
Yeah, you like this?
Or farting on a brush.
Yeah. Now I'm going to comb your hair.
Yeah, run that through his hair. Yeah.
While her father is unaware of this unusual side hustle.
He don't know.
Her mom says she's proud of her.
Honey, you know, it brings a tear to my eye. What, how proud you are? No, that gas. Boy.
Man.
Oh, God.
You know, she could be doing worse.
True.
Yeah, it could be what is it? What's her name? Her name is Kirsty.
Kirsty.
So it could be, and she goes by, what is it, Kirsty Farts?
Kirsty Farts.
Could be Kirsty Queefs.
Oh.
That'd probably get more money, don't you think?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Maybe she should branch out.
I wonder if the customers have like a specific like, hey, I want you to eat, you know, green bean casserole or kimchi.
Yeah.
And then fart, you know, on chopsticks or whatever. Ooh. And
hey, fart in your purse. You know, like if there's just fart in a shoe.
Or I wonder if it's a shot of the actual.
I know. If you get some, if you can see some flexing.
No, they okay, can't this, be naked,
I'm
right?
I'm just reading down here. This says she's, well,
she's fully
this
clothed.
Says mostly with her clothes on.
Oh, maybe she wears a thong or something.
Like maybe she want they want to see like it, it purse, if you will.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, this is the way
you should, up.
If you if you wear a thong, is that cutting wind? Like, does it divide it when it comes out?
What is farting in a thong like, Christy?
Boy, it's been a long time since I've worn a thong. I don't recall.
Well, here's your assignment. Tune in tomorrow.
Man, oh man. Wouldn't you go with a fun pun, though, if you were a OnlyFans fartist? Not, not just Christy. Kirsty farts.
A fartist.
Like,
did she call herself a fartist?
No, but I'm
she
kind of.
That's calls beautiful. Herself. She calls herself. Isn't it? Didn't you say she calls herself an influencer?
Yes, a fart influencer.
I would say, yeah,
a fartist is much better.
When you go
I'm
with, like,
a fartist,
Mary Fartman, Mary Fartman. Or something. what's another?
I'm trying to think of in fartist. What word sounds like influencer?
You know what the fart wants, the fart gets. Right?
A flatulencer.
Yeah, home is where the fart is.
I'm glad Pat's not here. He doesn't like the word fart, does he?
Oh no,
it's really upset.
I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah, I'm with you here.
But in this case, it's you know.
Yeah.
A fartist.
Mama gas. Is that word?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, if there was, would there be like the mamas and the papas?
Right, right. So mama gas. I'm just trying to think
would
of.
Do instrumental versions of their big hits with the fart sound instead?
Most Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Mamas.
Or would you prefer this is dedicated to the one I love?
Mamas and the papas.
California steaming.
Yeah, these are all terrible ideas.
All the leaves are brown.
Well, they weren't brown until we started.
And so were my panties.
All the leaves what? Are brown.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Achtung, niedriger Akkustand.
Nein, nicht beim Smartphone, sondern bei deinem Rücken, deinen Muskeln und Gelenken. Die Lösung, Voltamed pflanzliche Schmerzcreme. Mit 3 kraftvollen pflanzlichen Wirkstoffen für effektive Schmerzlinderung. Bleib voller Energie mit Voltamed. Natürlich wirksam bei Schmerzen. Neu, jetzt testen auf shop-apotheke.de. Zu Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage oder fragen Sie Ihre Ärztin, Ihren Arzt oder in Ihrer Apotheke.